state law advisor and the other guests. Today's agenda, I do the bill before us. We have to follow the processes, proper processes. So we tend to forget certain issues. Thank you for reminding us, Colissa. We're already having the apology from the chairperson. Do we have any apologies from other members? Mr. Lamini, Honorable Lamini and Honorable Ngele. No one else. Thanks. Can you pass on to the agenda? Today we are going to adopt the draft minutes of the previous meeting and also we receive a draft report to the Western Cape Rental Housing Tribunal, and then we also deliberate on the Housing Development Agency bill that is before us. We'll get a briefing from the department and the state law advisors. The committee is going to deliberate the bill. That is the agenda before us today. Thank you. Proposing that we start with the bill itself so that we can relieve other people, and then we handle our committee meeting. I don't know whether it's accepted by the committee members. That's good. The second, Mamu, thank you very much. Can we take our copy of the bill? We all have copies. Okay. Can we look at, I think we started page 4, because the page 1 is about the definition, but we need to look at the objective. Definition. Okay. There are members of suggesting that we start with the definitions of the bill. If we do agree on page 3. In this act, unless the context indicates otherwise, we have got acquire, which means to acquire in any manner, including by way of expropriation. Do we all agree on that one? Or the members, can I get this? Do we all did we all have the opportunity to look at this then? Yes.
What are we actually doing about this now? Yes. Because I learned that there must be public hearings. It did not just bill for the public hearings.
Yes, it has gone out for the public hearings. The deadline is tomorrow.
Because I see that I'm already dealing with this now. And I put to just elucidate to the public hearings. I don't understand what TV is.
There is a suggestion to say that hence you will put an asset. So we should wait for the stakeholders' response, which is the deadline. Deadline is tomorrow. And then after that, we'll look at the submission and then delivery. I don't know if there are any other suggestions. Honorable Sleiman.
Thanks, Chairperson. Now, I want to concur with Honorable Mudisanyani. I think we've already, as a committee, gone through the law, the department statement, through last question and so on. And I think that I would therefore concur that we don't need to go through this now again. What I really would like to suggest is that we be given an update on the process of preparation for the public hearing, whether the adverse work in that place, whether any submissions have been received, how will we be able to get the site of those submissions before we actually go into the public hearing on Tuesday. I would suggest we don't deal with those, that we don't sit here and try and discuss them still, because we've already had discussion. We need to go through the public hearings, and then afterwards, that's when we'd come back to the bill itself and go through it. So that would be my suggestion.
Thank you very much. But I want to protect myself from the members of the committee. That last week we did meet with the department, and then we requested that should be amendments, and then we've got this report in front of us. So we are suggesting that let's look at this report, these amendments that were dealt with last time. And then when we come after the submissions next week, after we, during our public hearing, we also include this, because now we didn't have opportunity even to look at this. I don't know. How does the house feel? I saw your hand.
Chairperson, I must admit, I agree with Greg. I was wondering why this isn't set on the agenda. We do have, according to our program, public hearing scheduled for the 4th and the 5th. Having looked at the committee meeting schedule, it doesn't look like there's going to be the need for a public hearing on the 5th. And obviously we will find out after we've been briefed in terms of what has already come in. I'd like to go along with the suggestion that we take this as part of the submission and deal with them all at once, and perhaps we can then do it on Wednesday the 5th after the public hearing, where we take all the submissions, including these amendments proposed by the department. Thank you.
Thank you very much for such a progressive report. I think the members of the department can be excused now. I think you understood. Not.
Yes. Yes. Just to interrupt you, but before the members of the department are excused, they promised in the last meeting that we would in fact get copies of the submissions made to them as well in the process that they went through before it was tabled in Parliament. So I'd like to request that we get those because some of those people will not make a second submission, and the department may very well not have taken, for whatever reason, some of those submissions into consideration. So may I request that we get copies from that were submitted to them as well before the form? Thank you.
I hope that we'll receive them to qualified office, the secretary's office. Qualified, make a follow up. You are excused. Thank you very much. I think we can tell about this in minutes.
Just to tidy up this particular issue, I think Greg member Greg asked that we give an update as to what the progress is for the public hearing.
Can you give us what is the progress? Honourable members, the process of the bill went through as it was adopted by the committee. The end was on paper on the weekend of the 16th of February, and the closing date is tomorrow. So far, I've only received one submission, but there are lots of people who showed interest but didn't forward their submission yet. I'm still waiting for until tomorrow. Thank you very much. So we hope that we'll receive them before, because we won't accept them to get them here on the morning of the 4th. The one that I had already forwarded to members through email and the hard copy also. We can make a follow up because we have not received them. So let's continue. I will help you.
No, sorry, Chair. Can we just agree then? Tomorrow afternoon, I imagine, is cut off for submissions on this bill. Can we then agree that we get the whatever other submissions come in, we get on Friday? The problem is that sometimes there's no sitting on Friday, so members who don't have committee on Friday may be using tomorrow night. And I think we need to look at what arrangements can be made to make sure if there's a sudden flood of submissions tomorrow, there needs to be some arrangement made that we actually get these, that we're able to get these submissions, whether it's in our respective constituency offices, whether they're fax or whatever. But I think we just need to make sure that there's arrangements, because email is difficult over a weekend sometimes. We don't necessarily have printers and stuff like that. So just arrangements.
I think that is an important issue. So Colissa will follow up on that one. We've got minutes. of the September 6th, it has a code. Yeah, I mean, the code is already known. Yeah, I remember very well last week I did send your uncle, but still not in writing. I did send it. But maybe colleagues are making a mistake. So colleagues have could receive that to five.
May I just ask that for the DG days referred to as Dr. Kutan Swana? Is that correct?
Thank you very much. What we have discussed, we said they must be called Director General. Let's use the titles that are government titles. He is Dr. No, not the doctor. No, it's DG. Sorry, so. So this is the first. No. Let's not adopt new things. DG code one. I think that's correct.
I think sometimes we shouldn't confuse the describe, I mean, our. Yeah, because the last time there was this argument, the DG, the doctor must know about that. I think we should just pick on one thing. If we say DG, let's cut off whether the pastor to leave that outside.
Okay. That's why I'm saying, just, let's not use that outside. The scope, the scope of work.
That's so confusing, actually.
No, it means that she's stating that the person told her that it was uncomfortable. So what?
The person was in the meeting. We were all there, and she said actually we shouldn't be jealous about that. She's a doctor.
But don't put it mean as a doctor.
What are you still agreeing to members? DG.
Yeah, on
DG? Yeah. Yes, sir. Mali, do you have something to say?
I think it depends how you... I mean, on what basis do you have to use the title? But if you write a report like discrimination at race or the report on the people's offense or people's harm to the people, then you have to acknowledge, like to say, Honorable, I mean, MEC or President, Honorable President, Dr. So-and-so. So I think it depends as to what extent do we have to limit ourselves to digitalization of such things, but I think we have to limit ourselves. It depends on what kind of report.
But I think the committee has taken a resolution to say in our report, because it's going to confuse people this thing. I have never seen a Parliament report with this. And let's go to it. It has to be agreed by the Parliament at large, not by a certain sector. I think that is the position that we are taking. DG. DG. DG got one.
Okay. Is there any other
a correction that you have observed on page 1? Okay. Let's try to take two. Honorable thing.
Chairperson, thank you. Item 4. I don't recollect when the DG made the report that he actually said with certainty that the councillor issued letters. If that was the case, and I don't know, Chairperson, but if that was the case, then I would imagine it would be a clear-cut case against the councillor, and if it is still being investigated. I would therefore, if the committee agrees, like to say that it is alleged that he issued letters. I'm not sure if it was a clear-cut case, and I certainly don't recall him saying that.
It's on item number 4. 1, 2, 3. Line 3, ne? When the contractor moved off site for the holidays, a local VA councillor, Mr. Fenba, issued letters written on his letterhead to residents who attacked their dwellers. What are you saying, ne?
Chairperson, I'm saying if that was the case, I would have imagined that councillor would be in jail by now. Because the evidence is clear. As far as I know, he's being investigated both by the court as well as by the city of Cape Town. So I would suggest that we say that it is alleged. I don't recall that the DG actually said specifically that he issued it.
Honourable members, do you want to add something? Honourable Abena?
Chair, we know all of us that what transpired there, and you could also see on electronic media that he was actually behind all these things. But I would also buy that for now, let's say it's an allegation, alleged, so that when the law takes its course, then it would be, then he's judged already. But for now, for the sake of putting our minutes in order, let's put it as an allegation, because it's under investigation.
Thank you very much. Let's proceed. I think those are minor on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where we are saying the Department of Housing submitted, and then we also say need in the eviction. I think we have to leave with need, and then we delete submitted. We delete me. And then the eviction application, all of us, the other one is fine. I think we can carry on to page 3. To page 3, I've also observed that on line 2, it is said that indicated that the illegal occupants have not moved in with all. I think with all their belongings. Can you correct that one? I don't know if any other mistake that has been observed by other honorable members. Nothing so far. We can carry on to page 4. On page 4, I think on 3, the bill was, the committee was concerned that the agents were silent. I think it's the bill, not the agents. That is, the bill was silent on the role of Parliament instead of the agents. And then the last sentence, where it reads as follows: the regulations shall vary from. The regulations will be forwarded to the committee for consideration before implementation. I don't think it's implementation, it's approval. I don't know. Because this has been approved. And then how I'm going to put our advices or input to that to those resolutions. I think we need to say before approval, because it's approved by the minister.
Is the thing you have something?
Just on that one, I think what it should really be is before it's being gazetted.
Yeah. Thank you. I will not observe anything else unless members have that opportunity. So it means silent means consent. Shall we adopt the minutes of the 19th February with amendments? Mama Bella, no, Babu Stain, Pedas, Babu Kids, Pedas. Then,
just a matter arising from the minutes, if we look at 7C. You recall that the chairperson said she was going to make a statement for publication. Yes, I'm not sure if that was made. I certainly didn't receive a copy of it.
Yeah, I remember. I still remember that one. But when we left, I think when we left the chairperson was going to write a statement. I think called it. Did you receive the statement from the chairperson? I received a copy from Elsa, but she said to me it was already out. So I just requested, I was checking if the statement was made. And she said to me, no, the statement was made, and then I requested a copy.
No. Let's close this
chapter. Let's just close it by saying another thing. The chairperson is not here. So we cannot answer this one, but let's put it for the next meeting so that we can get clarity from the chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you, chairperson. I think before we went, we left the meeting, somebody came in to say that he was changing. I said, no, this girl, then the chairperson said, no, we are good. So I'm not sure why this happened.
No, let's see the difference, because I don't think we were all there. So, honorable thing, you two are always...
I think we need to debate this, yeah. But the chairperson, in her capacity as a member of the ANC, made a statement in the National Assembly. Now, that may be... So there was a statement made, as the Secretary Committee says, but not on behalf of the committee. I thought I should just clarify that. But if the Chair has issued a statement, then that's something else we can clarify.
Okay, thank you very much for clarity, because we were not all there by that time, so it's good that we get some clarity. I hope one of the statements is happy for that fact. Because it was the statement that was read was not from the Portfolio Committee, it was an ANC statement.
Chairperson, yes, but what was said in the committee, in the meeting, was that the chairperson was going to release a statement to the press on behalf of the committee, and that's the one I'm referring to.
No, we'll make a follow-up from that. Thanks very much.
Let's continue
on the adoption of the report of the 6th of September 2007, where the committee visited the Western Cape Rental Housing Tribunal.
Honorable
Mayor.
You can rule me out of order if I did not get what on this. I just want to find out, because we read through the meetings, there were action to be taken. So I wanted to find out whether, as a matter of matters arising out of that action, whether anything has happened and whether we should just leave it hanging until the chairperson comes. or until the newspapers tell us that the portfolio committee, this has happened, people have been evicted, etc. Or should we discuss it because it's here in our minutes? So I want to find out whether any action has been taken out of the reaction from the court.
Who's come to report about that in your opinion? Because we don't have that response. So I think what you should say, just to correct you, to put you in order to say, how about having a report in our next meeting? Because no one is going to report on that today, because with all of us, we are not informed because we don't have a report in front of us from the department.
Chairperson, also as a caring government, I would also want to talk out of that report to request what transpired and what happened to the evictees. That report should come from the department.
No, point is taken. It's very much important. Let's get to the next item. I'm sure the honorable members have read this report. But I couldn't, I've read through, but I couldn't identify anything because I was not part of the meeting. The members will recall what transpired. That is not reflected on this report. Thank you. It means all of us are with you just now. Is it the same? Another disclaimer?
Chair, just on page 2, I wasn't part of the delegation, but the second paragraph from the top, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, I think it needs to be reworded. It says there, you further inform the delegation that they take 3 to 5 months to resolve cases, but there was a need to jack up the justice system once the ruling was made. I think we can maybe just, I'm not too sure what that means, but it's not quite the last wording, I don't think.
The last.
Can I suggest, Chairperson, that you say there was a need to speed up the. And then the same thing needs to be done at the bottom where the delegation recommended, because the word is used again there.
We say you said that it's possible that they take 3 to 5 months to resolve cases, but there was a need to speed up. No, not the justice. It's to speed up what? The process. Let's say the process. Once a ruling was made. Bali, you were there?
No, it's a question. I wasn't there, but I'd like to say something. Colleagues did email me, I think, and my colleague covered the report, and he requested us to edit it. And we edited the documents, myself and my other two colleagues. So, I'm not sure where it was actually edited, but it is edited. This one, the one that you're currently editing now.
Thank you very much. This is the report. This morning, I was with my friend, the asset to his statement is already up, but the one that they forwarded to me. Said he needs to rework it again before the situation started. That was No. Let's leave this one. You have to correct your house. But this is the reflection of the report as the members. Attended the meeting. There's nothing they. They dispute on the report, but we are making some corrections to say some of the statements here, we have to change them. But what I wanted to say, let's adopt this report with amendments, as Mr. Singh has proposed.
Just looking at the people that were present, I think it was from the member side, it was just the chairperson and myself. And I think perhaps it would be fair if we delayed this report until the chairperson had had an opportunity as well, because it's only from my side now that I'm saying it's a true reflection.
Okay.
And perhaps then the if there was an amended report today, that's the one that could serve before at the next meeting.
Okay. So we all agree that we postpone this, and then the chairperson, and then we'll communicate with Mr. Singh, and then we'll look at it again. If there's another thing that needs to be added, it's going to be. Thank you very much. But next time, this thing that is happening, it must not happen. Let's correct it. It must not happen. Before you get to this meeting, both your officials, we have to ensure that your house is in order. This is totally unacceptable. Thank you.
As a researcher, we are not responsible for the right for the correction of the minutes. So to ensure equality of the minutes of the committee, we then volunteered myself and travel to ask the colleagues, because the colleagues also attend to other logistical arrangements for oversight and other things that the members have to participate in. So we then volunteered, and then with this incident that has just happened now, the main reason why I need to bring it to the members is because the chairperson, he highlighted, I think, last year, towards end of last year, that she would like us to work together as a team for the enhancement of the work that is done by the committee. So then I volunteered to assist fixing aside analysis of the bill, qualify notes, and then I gave it to her so that she can be able to forward it to them as she has requested. So that's just to bring that to the clarity.
Thank you, Mr. Boy of Marriage. I think it's accepted. That is why we are saying you have to work, you have to cooperate with one another. And then if there's anything that it has got to be dealt with, we deal with it outside this meeting. And then you take that issue to the chairperson. You have got a right to go directly to the chairperson if you have done so. And Colisa did not show cooperation. I'm sure that is the correct, because we cannot resolve issues now of the working, the working relations, your internal issues as the committee. That is why if you feel that Colisa is not in cooperation with you, cooperating with you, can take it to the office of the secretary of the chairperson. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. It was about this check-up challenge. So I'm talking about the grammar itself here. I know it's so why do you suggest that in the next meeting we'll correct this, or we must just have to point up what she had to correct for the next meeting?
I think that it has been corrected by the researcher. So we are saying we take.
So this means this set of.
We are not adopting them.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That is.
No, I'm
alright. I think we have come to the end of the agenda, but there's something that is fixated here. What is this? We invite you to the Glen, share, listen, speak, do, join us at the City Management Segment Summit on the 28th and 29th February. Venue, Brisk Hotel, Hotel of the Point, registration at 7:30 until 8:45. Department of Local Government, all from the province. Okay. Are there any members who would like to represent us? I think let's agree about the number.
because I think some of the members are very different to their committee. But let's agree about the number of people who can represent us then. What are you suggesting, members?
What day is that?
Tomorrow, Friday. Program, parliamentary program tomorrow, I think it's only 6 months.
Yeah, we are having a joint at the caucus, maybe on the 29th, there can be members that can join. Mr. Chen?
I don't want to make any suggestions, but I think we need to, from the chairman, get in touch with the department, because the notice period that we've given is really not sufficient. And these types of things are very important in terms of policy and implementation and so on. And we then get exposed to more than just the agencies of the department. And if they could have given us more notice, then I'm sure some members could have put in or received permission from their caucuses to be absent and things like that. But really, it's obviously a very important meeting. But I don't know, from outside, we can isolate it after the meeting from caucus. And Friday morning, I see they finish at lunchtime. So quite honestly, most of the work will have been done already. It will be a waste of time on Friday. So from outside, we cannot
approach it. The ANC, are you going to have members, or you are still going to get from the caucus? Well, I don't think we'll be released. No, let's just leave it. We'll communicate what's going to transpire after the meeting. Let's leave it as it is. We'll repeat the invitation and this comment. But from the committee members that we received this thing earlier, so that we prepare ourselves. I think the meeting is over now.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Singh would like to say something.
Chair, Mabena raised something about the caring government and the issues that's on our minutes that we need to take forward. Now, a few meetings ago, we asked for a list of all the recommendations so we can see what we need to still follow up with and what needs our attention. May I ask if that be distributed, perhaps even with some notes that something has already been done and where we need to get information from other departments or provinces that let us go off.
Thank you very much. I think that one has been circulated, but left on our side to confirm. So I think next week it must put on the agenda. Yeah, let's put it on the agenda next week, please. Thank you very much. If there are members who have not received them, but I think Mrs. Cecilia has not received it, the fact that she is mentioning it. So it can be put on the agenda next week. Members, you are released. Lunch, when? And 9? Where's 9? Ula, did you hang up? Oh.
9 to 6 is. When are we going to China? Sir, where is China 3? When is the China 3?
No, it's not on the agenda. Why are you going to China 3?
Thank you.
I'm not sure.